This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, one more shiur. So, we've mentioned there are a number of svarim in the queue. The Lag BaOmer Sefer is the next one on the belt, followed by Sefer on Chinuch HaBanim, and the next one in English after that is a translation of the work of the Chafetz Chaim Tzipisa LeYeshua, as well as essays and commentary on the Sefer Chafetz Chaim Tzipisa LeYeshua and awaiting and yearning the coming of Mashiach. And in the last couple of weeks, we've given a number of shiurim on the subject of awaiting the coming of Mashiach. We spoke about the 15 or so times in davening to await the coming of Mashiach. We spoke about the Yehi Ratzon by Karban Tamid and by Rabbi Shmuel Omer and by the Halalukas and all the brachas of Shmona Esrei. We spoke about the 7 times during a meal to be Mitzapel Yeshua. We spoke about the 10 occasions over the course of the year to be Mitzapel Yeshua. Last Friday we spoke about all the various times on Shabbos to be Mitzapel Yeshua. And I want to mention that the Friday Shurim are dedicated by our dear friend Rebbe Tzal Rose and family, the Zecher Nishmas Reb Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. And today, in preparation for the Yom Tov of Pesach, I would like to share with you an amazing teaching of the Smak. And we're going to combine it with the Ramban, and it's going to be a life changer. The Smak is bothered. The Gemara tells us that after 120, God is going to ask every Jew 6 basic questions. One of them being, Tzipisa LeYeshua, did you await the coming of Mashiach? And the Smak is bothered, if it's such a fundamental question, where in the Torah does it say we have to await the coming of Mashiach? And the Smak says, awaiting the coming of Mashiach is the first mitzvah in the Torah. When God said, I am the Lord your God, I am the Ribbono Shel'Olam, who took you out of Egypt. Part of believing that God took us out of Egypt is God's going to take us out of America. He's going to take us out of the Golos. He's going to save us from all of our enemies. Implicit in belief in Yetzias Mitzrayim is the belief in the coming of the Geula Shleima. Okay? So that's a very important yediya. Implicit in the belief of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the belief in the coming of the Geula. The famous Ramban at the end of Bai is troubled that the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrated 3 or 4 or 5 of the most basic principles in the whole Torah. They demonstrated the existence of Hashem. They demonstrated God's ability. They demonstrated Hashgacha Pratis. They demonstrated the institution of prophecy. So why doesn't God repeat miracles like this in every generation? And the Ramban says, well, God doesn't have to prove Himself to every disbeliever and every heretic, but so that we never forget all the great events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we never lose focus that of Hashem's existence and His power and His divine providence, and that He communicates with man, Hashem gave us many, many mitzvahs to remember that He took us out of Egypt. And they're very severe penalties for those who violate them. The Ramban says that's why eating chametz is punishable by Chas v'Shalom kares. And that's why not even bringing the Karban Pesach carries with it a capital punishment. Because these mitzvahs remind us of the very foundation of our religion. And the Ramban goes on to say, that's why we have so many mitzvahs that commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it occurred to me, that according to the Smak, we're part and parcel in believing that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, is believing that Hashem will redeem us. It is part of believing Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is the great ideal of being Mitzapel Yeshua, it would come out every time we're mekayim a mitzvah, that zecher l'yitzias Mitzrayim, we should also think, this mitzvah reminds me that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and it also reminds me to yearn for the coming of Mashiach. So friends, you ready for the list? That means every time you're careful not to eat chametz, you should think, I'm remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and I'm yearning for the coming of Mashiach. Because definitionally, fundamentally, part of remembering and believing Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is believing in the coming of Mashiach. Number two, every time you're makriv a carbon Pesach. Now, we don't have that opportunity. But back in the day, when they were makriv the carbon Pesach, part of that is to commemorate, to anticipate. I guess at that time they already had the Beis HaMikdash. But let's take this further. Tefillin. When you put on tefillin, you think that I'm wearing tefillin so that I remember Lamanti Atayras Hashem Beficha, that with a strong hand Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And while you're wrapping the tefillin, you should think, and I also am remembering to yearn and to pine for the coming of the Geula. Now I want to ask you a personal question. Do you ever walk through a doorway? If you're not comfortable answering that question, you don't have to answer. Did you ever walk through a doorway? Just curious. And there's like a mezuzah on the doorway. So, you know, many people are into kissing the mezuzah. I don't know. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch you have to kiss the mezuzah. You know, but it does say in the Rambam that every time you walk through a doorway and you see a mezuzah, you should stop and remember that this world was created by Hashem. And that the only thing that has inherent, intrinsic existence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mezuzah is supposed to remind us that God took us out of Mitzrayim. But I would humbly assert that if the mezuzah is supposed to remind us that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, it also serves as a reminder to be mitzapa li Yeshua, to await the coming of Mashiach. Or how about in the morning and the night, at the end of Shema, when you say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceichi Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim, and we're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, well, by the same token, we should also remember to yearn for the coming of Mashiach. And when you say Emes V'yatziv, Emes V'amuna, and you remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, you should likewise yearn for the coming of Mashiach. And at your Leil Seder, when you're relating the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim, part of relating those events are also to yearn for the coming of the Geula. As we've mentioned many times, the Haggadah is bookended with Hashata Hacha, Lashana Haba Ba'arad Yisrael, Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim. So as we're yearning for, as we're commemorating and remembering the Exodus, we likewise are yearning for the coming of Mashiach. Every Shabbos, when you make Kiddush, and you say, I am observing Shabbos, Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. Well, you should also think, the Shabbos commemorates the Exodus, the leaving of Mitzrayim. It also reminds me to be Mitzapel Yeshua. When you sit in a sukkah, Sukkah is to commemorate that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He housed us in Sukkos. Well, if Sukkah is Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, then it is also a commemoration to remember, to yearn for the coming of the Geula. In fact, on every Yom Tov we say in Kiddush, it commemorates Yitzias Mitzrayim. Even Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rosh Hashanah Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim? One of the reasons is because Yosef got out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. Also, the bondage stopped on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. It also reminds us to yearn for the coming of Mashiach. It's interesting. Shavuos is also Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm not sure why. Maybe because the giving of the Torah was the purpose of leaving Mitzrayim. In short, there are so many mitzvahs we do that commemorate the Exodus. According to the Smak, he teaches part of awaiting part of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is awaiting the coming of Mashiach. And also the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rashi brings down the eight strings, remind us of the 8 days it took for them to sing Shira, and Techeles reminds us of the Kilayin of Makas Bechayrais. So therefore, the same way we are always surrounded by tangible reminders, every doorway, we literally tie it around our arm. Well, as we're tying the tefillin around our arm, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, use that opportunity also to fulfill the great obligation and responsibility to be Mitzapeh Li Yeshua. Friends, thank you so much for your kind attention. Have a wonderful Erev Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos HaGadol, and the Chag HaShavuot Sameach. Yes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.